Hello, and welcome to the Dance Physio Podcast, a podcast designed to explore ideas and foster discussion around dancer health and wellness. We're here to challenge the status quo, bridge the gap between dance science and the studio, and help change the landscape of the dance industry for the better. I'm your host, Erica Mayall, a dancer turned physiotherapist who is deeply passionate about leaving the dance world better than I found it. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Dance Physio Podcast. Today's episode, we are going to talk all about the use of ankle weights in dance. And this was actually a podcast episode topic that was requested from one of the listeners who kind of wrote in and was asking about what are the pros and cons. They've been seeing the use of ankle weights like for dancers, and they were sort of wondering about the utility of it and when and why you would incorporate ankle weights for dance training. And I think specifically the listener who requested it is a dance parent, and so, you know, maybe is not super familiar with the dance world, but has dancers who are ballet dancers, and I guess was saying that they've seen a lot of use of ankle weights in dance and was just wondering, like, why everybody's not doing it or why some people are doing it and wanted more information about that. So I felt like it was a great topic to tackle on the podcast today. So I will just start by saying that this is a trend that we've seen in recent years. I don't know how long exactly we've sort of been seeing this trend of dancers using ankle weights for training purposes. And I think this started, and I could be wrong about this, but I vaguely seem to remember that this started to gain popularity because I think there were professional dancers who were posting things on social media where they were wearing ankle weights to take like ballet class or to do classes and things like that. And this kind of like gained popularity where people were like, okay, like this seems like, you know, maybe it's something that's going to help enhance our dancing or what have you. So it was a trend, or it is a trend, I guess, that we sort of started to see take off, I think, in response to social media and like people seeing these images on social media. And I don't know that any of those accounts were necessarily even saying like, you should all do this, but people see that and think, well, if this professional dancer is doing something, then I should probably be doing it as well. And so people just start to try things out. I will say that this is a trend that I saw locally in my area. So I'm in Vancouver, Canada. I'm trying to think how many years ago. A number of years ago, it was sort of gaining popularity here. And more recently, I personally have not seen as much evidence of it. And so I don't hear as many dancers coming in and talking about how they are using these in the studio or training with these or that sort of thing. But obviously, it is still a thing that is happening in the dance world in general, and I'm sure in other places. Trends kind of come and go and ebb and flow. And so this is definitely something that we're still seeing. So I think it's a relevant topic to be talking about. But at least locally where I am, I'm not seeing very much of it or really any of it in the last couple of years. But certainly maybe like 5 years ago or so, there was a decent amount of this going on where we were hearing more stories and seeing more people presenting in the clinic with issues that seem to be linked to the use of like ankle weights in class or for training. So I'm going to dive into a little bit sort of maybe the pros and cons of using ankle weights and why we may or may not recommend using ankle weights for dance training. And in order to kind of break this down, we need to be specific about what we're talking about. So there are people who are using ankle weights for conditioning or cross training or really for like strengthening type purposes. So that's kind of one category, and I'm actually going to talk about that second. And then there are people who are just strapping ankle weights onto their dancers, and in a lot of cases, quite young dancers. So some of the like, you know, images that I've seen on social media or videos or things like that are dancers that are maybe like 9, 10, 11. They, in class settings, are having ankle weights kind of strapped on, and then they're just going about their regular class with ankle weights strapped to their ankles. So those are two different uses, and I'm going to talk about them differently because they present different, you know, benefits or challenges or that sort of thing. So when it comes to the use of ankle weights in class when you're just wearing them to participate in a regular dance class, and like I said, I see this most commonly in a ballet class, we do not recommend
using ankle weights in this way. There are a number of reasons for that, and I'm going to dive into it, but there's really not a lot of upside or benefit, and that certainly does not outweigh the risk. So in this case, the risks are too high for us to be able to say this is like a good, you know, training methodology or like use of ankle weights with our dancers. So we do not recommend, and not even just for younger dancers, I honestly wouldn't recommend wearing ankle weights even for professional dancers. And I know that there are reasons why some of them may be doing it. And on an individual case by case basis, there might be a time and a place where it's appropriate. But certainly across the board, I would not say that it is something we would recommend. And even with an individual dancer focus, I would question if there are potentially other ways we can accomplish what it is they're trying to accomplish other than participating in class wearing ankle weights. So, what are the concerns? Why do we not recommend this? There's a few reasons. One of them just is there is a higher risk of injury that happens when we are putting ankle weights on dancers. So, the prime reason for this, or primary reason that we see this increased risk of injury, is because of how the lever, I'm trying to figure out a way to explain this that doesn't involve too much physics, but if we think about the leg, the leg's main movement comes from the hip joint, at least in ballet. So in dance or in ballet, a lot of the movements that we're doing are what we would consider a long lever movement. So we're using the hip to either kick the leg to like the front or to bring it to the side or the back or whatever position it's going in. But the leg often ends up in a straight position eventually. So if we think of the fulcrum as being at the hip and then the leg itself is the lever, if you remember back to sort of basic high school physics, if we add a weight to the furthest point of that lever, the force that's being produced increases significantly compared to if that weight is added closer to the fulcrum. So that would be like closer to the hip, for instance. So even though those ankle weights that we are using may only be 1 pound weights or 2 pound weights and are, you know, potentially not that heavy, when we consider the length of the lever that is being utilized, so the entire length of a person's leg, the force being generated is significantly more than 1 or 2 pounds. So that just leaves us super vulnerable to injuries when we're expecting dancers to execute regular, like, dance kind of moves and things like that with these weights that are really not as low as what we think they are. So that's one of the first reasons why we don't recommend dancing with ankle weights on. There's also this concept in sort of like physiotherapy or kind of performance enhancement type stuff, this idea that proximal stability leads to distal mobility. And I will explain what that means. So proximal just means like closer to the center, or closer in this case to, we'll think of it as like our trunk or our core or however you want to think about it. And so we need to have adequate levels of stability coming from the center of ourselves, so in this case our trunk, in order to allow the mobility to happen in distal or further away areas, so in this case our leg. So one of the big reasons I think that people often utilize ankle weights is they think, oh, if our dancer practices, you know, grand battement or développés or things like that with these ankle weights, then when they take the weights off and they dance, they're going to be able to get their leg way higher because they've like trained with these weights on and that sort of thing. But oftentimes, if dancers are lacking this proximal stability, they are not going to then be able to utilize this distal mobility or getting their legs higher, which is often like the desired outcome for dancers and probably why they're using those ankle weights. So most often when we are working with dancers and dancers are coming in and we're sort of assessing them, what we find very commonly in dancers is that dancers are lacking stability or control in those proximal areas. So whether that is, you know, trunk control, whether that's core strength, whether that's hip, like the kind of lumbopelvic hip area, whether they need more control through that area or stability, it is less often that we have dancers coming in who are really, really strong in those areas and actually need to work more on that distal, you know, strength or mobility or things like that. And so if we have dancers who really what they actually need to work on in order for them to A, prevent injury, but also just to enhance their performance or enhance their dancing, is that proximal stability or proximal control. Ankle weights don't accomplish that. They really kind of accomplish the opposite. So if we have somebody, and I'm just going to keep using the example of like a kick or a grand battement because it's easy to visualize like with an ankle weight on. But if we have a dancer who, when they do a grand battement, if they don't have enough proximal control, so say they're not able to stabilize and control through their trunk well enough, they're already going to be compensating somewhere in their body. So often what we will see is they'll end up, you know, potentially like gripping through maybe their quad or, you know, overusing their hip flexor. Or we just see all sorts of different like movement patterns develop in through there. And if we add load to that, so we add this ankle weight, we're just reinforcing or like exacerbating that problem, because now not only does the core or the trunk where we're looking for like stability need to be able to control the weight of the leg itself, but now we've added extra load to that. And remember, we haven't just added 1 pound, we've added significantly more load because that lever is so long. And so now those proximal muscles or that proximal control that maybe a dancer already was struggling with a little bit is just going to be exacerbated that much more. And so again, this is going to leave the dancer really susceptible to getting injured in these types of like movements or activities, because it's not addressing where a lot of these deficits might be present in a dancer. So that's one of the sort of other reasons why we really don't recommend them for like kind of class settings and things like that, because most dancers actually need more proximal control and not necessarily more distal loading in through there. And then the kind of final reason is, oftentimes, teachers are potentially utilizing ankle weights because they're looking for their dancers to improve, or dancers are wanting to use them because they're looking to improve. We're constantly looking for improvement in dance. And so a lot of times people are thinking, okay, well, if we add this extra challenge, we're going to then get better, faster improvement or things like that. But realistically, what it probably does in most cases is just reinforces some of the maybe inadequate's not the right word, but maybe like not super efficient movement patterns or bad habits or those sort of like maybe poor movement patterns. And rather than working to address and correct those things, we're just reinforcing them by adding extra load. And so if there is a dancer who, say, they are compensating with something while they're dancing, us adding load to make that movement harder is just going to make it harder for them to try and correct that thing. So say, again, I'm just going to keep using the example of a grand battement, but you have a dancer who's doing a grand battement and they're really having a hard time keeping their pelvis controlled while they're doing it. So we're seeing their hip hitching up or their pelvis tucking under or something like that that's happening. Rather than us being able to work to correct that movement pattern, which we probably are going to have to look at proximal control again in order to correct that sort of inefficiency or poor movement pattern, what we're doing instead is we're loading that. And so we're just going to make it way harder for them to then try and correct that movement pattern. So rather than looking at the source of, okay, what is happening with this grand battement that they can't get their leg up or they can't get their hips level or whatever it is, we've just now made it harder for the dancer rather than looking at the root cause of, okay, what's going on here? How do we make it easier for them and more efficient for them to correct that movement pattern? So there's a whole bunch of different reasons why we just do not recommend using ankle weights in a dance class setting. There's also, I didn't even really touch on this, but one other thing to consider is depending on the style of ankle weight you're using, and I've seen dancers who, again, especially on quite like small, like petite dancers, so if we have, you know, like our 10 and 11 year olds and they're still really petite, the ankle weights just can be a bit bulky. And so we put those around, you know, their ankles on each side, and then they actually can't even stand in a proper like fifth position or first position or, you know, any closed position because the ankle weight is getting in the way of them being able to position their feet properly. There are some slimmer styles of ankle weights, and this might not be such a consideration for people who are, like, you know, a little bit taller, and so they're not going to be quite so bulky on their legs. But certainly for young dancers, I've seen this, and all of a sudden dancers, like, they're not in first position anymore. They're in this kind of, like, almost mini second position, or they're having to, like, bend their knees to try and still get their heels together. Like, it just creates all sorts of inefficiencies of movement patterns. So that's something else to consider as well when you're thinking about, you know, why you may or may not use ankle weights. We really just don't recommend them when you're training, like, dance-specific movements, because they're really going to limit our ability to, like, efficiently do those movements. So on the flip side, we can talk too about the use of ankle weights for specifically conditioning type things. And so in this case, when we have maybe, like, you know, a strength class or a conditioning class or a cross training class or something like that, ankle weights can be a very useful tool if we're looking at specific targeted conditioning. Again, it's going to depend a little bit on what they're being used for. Are they going to be the first choice of, like, ways to strengthen for dancers? Maybe or maybe not. It really depends on what it is you're looking to work on or looking to strengthen. From a rehab perspective, we do use them in very specific cases, and they can be really useful if we're looking to kind of, like, build up strength in an isolated muscle that maybe got injured or things like that. But in a more class type setting, when we're looking at general strengthening or conditioning programs for dancers, again, we often need to consider that one of the areas dancers need to kind of, like, work on building strength in a lot of cases is more of that, like, kind of proximal control, or starting proximally and then moving more distally. And so ankle weights may not be the most efficient way of getting those, like, of targeting those areas and getting the results that we want. So again, they're not a, like, poor choice. I would never say, like, never use ankle weights in a conditioning class, but you do really need to know, like, what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish with the use of ankle weights, because I don't think that they are always the most efficient choice when we are looking at strengthening in a conditioning class. We also want to make sure that in a conditioning class, or if dancers, and maybe it's not even a class, because I know a lot of dancers do a lot of, like, kind of conditioning on their own at home, we want to make sure that the conditioning exercises that we are doing, if we are using ankle weights, don't just look like dance movements, because then that's no different than wearing them in class. So again, like, I know dancers who have, like, you know, used ankle weights at home for their own conditioning, and really what they're doing is just strapping on ankle weights and then doing kind of, like, grand battement type exercises to, quote unquote, build strength in that sort of area. So again, if what we are doing for conditioning basically just looks like dance, but with ankle weights strapped on, that's probably not ideal, and there are going to be much better ways of improving our strength and building up strength than just reinforcing those dance movement patterns. Again, we need to be really careful with long levers with ankle weights on. So one of the things that I see in, like, a class setting is if people are working on, like, kind of core work type stuff, and then they want to add extra load, so they're adding, like, ankle weights and then using really long levers. So, like, an example of that might be that they're doing, you know, like, double leg lowers or something as, like, a core exercise, but then they're adding ankle weights to that. And again, that potentially could be an appropriate exercise for somebody if they are very, very, very strong in their core. But for the vast majority of the dancers we're working with, they're going to end up compensating if we're adding that weight to them in that, like, most extended position where the lever is the longest. So maybe that becomes not an appropriate exercise because they can't control it. And there's certain things that you could look for cues for that. Like, you know, is their back arching up off the ground, or their abdominal muscles kind of, like, doming and tenting while they're doing it? Things like that, that could be, like, a sign that maybe they're not controlling that well. And so either we remove the weights and don't have weights on such a long lever, or we can shorten the lever potentially by bending their knees in, so bringing the weights closer to their center, and then maybe they can control it. So again, if we're using it for a conditioning purpose, we need to be really, really aware of how long the levers are that we're using and whether that is an appropriate load for the dancer. Because I will tell you right now that, especially again for younger dancers, the own weight of their leg maybe even too much of a load with specific things that we're targeting. And if we're looking at specific like abdominal or kind of core strengthening exercises, a lot of them we need to shorten the lever even just for like, you know, without adding extra load. So for us, if they can't even control the weight of their own legs, then there's absolutely no benefit for us adding that external load, like the weights to their legs, and then especially looking at the length of the lever. We also want to make sure that we are not using ankle weights for stretching practices. So again, you see this sometimes where people are like, okay, I'm going to practice, you know, whatever stretch it is, like they're working on flexibility and then they're adding weights to try and like kind of like push their leg down further. So a common example of this is when dancers are lying on their back and then they're like going into sort of a straddle position, and some dancers will do this up against the wall or some just in the middle of the studio, but then you're adding this extra external load by adding these ankle weights into it and just being like, okay, well, if my legs are like heavier, longer, like with this longer lever, then gravity is going to like pull them down and I'm going to gain flexibility this way. And I would just caution this a lot, because this can be really dangerous when we start to add extra load and we're in these like extreme flexibility positions. So if we are doing something that's maybe a little bit more active mobility and the dancer can control these movements and they're like moving in and out of movements or things like that, then maybe this becomes appropriate. But truly for like stretching and especially kind of static, kind of passive stretching type exercises, we do not want to be adding extra load to that, because we are leaving the dancer really, really susceptible to injury in those cases. So in that same example of a dancer like lying on their back and maybe their legs are up against the wall and they're going into like kind of that straddle position, you could make this a like quote unquote active mobility exercise. And if you have a dancer who's quite strong and you wanted to add resistance to this, this might be appropriate. So you could have ankle weights on and then they could open like one leg out to the side and then bring it back into the center and then slowly open the other leg out. So they're moving in and out of it and they're really having to control the opening, and then they're having to actively bring their leg back in. So then using their adductor inner thigh muscles to bring the leg back up. So there are ways of utilizing ankle weights that could be really beneficial for dancers. But again, we need to know what it is that we are trying to accomplish and making sure we're doing it in a safe way, rather than just like strapping ankle weights on and like doing the same class we would normally do or the same exercises we would normally do. So as a general rule, no ankle weights for, or external weights of any kind really, but ankle weights for stretching practices, unless you're turning it into like maybe an active mobility exercise. And even then, some dancers might not need the added load in those positions. But if you do have a dancer who is looking at gaining a little bit more control and strength at end range, then potentially we might look at adding something. But again, it's not usually my first go-to for sure. And then I guess the last thing I would say about that is to just consider if maybe there are more efficient or better ways of eliciting the effect that we want in a conditioning class than using ankle weights. So again, these ankle weights, they're often pretty light, like 1 or 2 pounds, and then their premise is that we're like using them on this long lever. But if we're truly looking at like building strength in our dancers, because we know how important strengthening and strength training is, we might be better off being able to use higher loads, like more weight, but in different movement patterns where we can bring that load more proximal to the body. So rather than like strapping ankle weights on a dancer, maybe our time is better spent teaching a dancer how to do a proper squat pattern using like a kettlebell or dumbbells or a barbell or things like that, or, you know, like a hip hinge deadlift pattern or things like that, where we can build that proximal stability. And then we can also load it a lot higher because we're not worried about the length of those levers with a lot of those types of strengthening, because the weight, whether it be a barbell or kettlebell or whatever it is, stays closer to our sort of like axis of movement. So it is closer to the center of like our body basically while we're doing things. So again, I'm not going to say never use an ankle weight for conditioning purposes, but I would just, encourage you to maybe critically think about whether it's the most efficient or the most useful tool to use when we're looking at actually truly trying to build strength in a dance population. So I hope that answered people's questions about the use of ankle weights, or at least gave you something to think about if you have in the past used them, or you do use them, or you were thinking about using them in terms of like adding them to conditioning programs or thinking about using them in a class setting and things like that. So just sort of a little tiny recap for you. I do not recommend and would say do not use ankle weights in a class setting in the situation of just strapping ankle weights on a dancer and then having them perform class like they normally would, but they potentially can be a tool that could be used in a more conditioning specific setting, but I'm not sure that they are the most efficient tool that we can use. So again, they definitely have purpose in some situations and in some settings, but I don't think that they are sort of the be-all and end-all that maybe people were hoping that they were in the dance setting. So I'm going to wrap it up there, keep this episode a little bit shorter than usual. If you have any other questions about anything we covered today or use of ankle weights or anything like that, please feel free to drop me a line. You can send me an email. You can reach out to me on social media, Dance Physio Erica on Instagram or Facebook. And if you also have any requests or suggestions for podcast topics, I am always open to trying to incorporate those into the podcast. So let me know and I am happy to help. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your support and I hope you have a great rest of your day.